Okay, so I know we're a little late with this podcast, but it was interesting. It's kind of a one of those perfect storms where I had this one cord was just like not connecting to the computer, and then the microphone, oddly, would not.
John,
what?
just admit your computer crashed.
Yeah, so the computer crashed.
Let's do a show.
It's Listen Here, a sketch comedy program dripping with innuendo, sarcasm, and gravy. Featuring a cast of unemployed actors, wannabe YouTubers, and the only guy in the music business that Taylor Swift has not written a song about. With performances by
Andre Kelly,
Laura LaCour,
John Specht,
Mackenzie Justice,
Joe Caronia,
Colin Zay Selby, James
Wetzel, Leo Tevis,
Joe Stofko,
Antonia Caronia,
Dana Brown Pryor.
Now it's time to Listen Here.
Fans, welcome to SportsCenter. Let's go directly to Paris, France.
Mesdames et messieurs, welcome to Paris, France for the Mime Championship of the World.
This is the showdown we've been waiting to see since the season began. The defending champion, Brie Barret, the master of Trapped in a Box. And on a side note, Barret has not showered in over 3 weeks.
And the challenger, one of the true and up-and-coming performers, Pierre Cressant. Pierre's hobbies include drinking wine, cycling, and smoking. Cressant advanced to the championship match doing a spectacular caught in the wind.
Well, there's nothing left to do except sit back and watch this battle of the titans. Here they go.
It's over! It's over! We have a new champion!
How about that?
Cressant has defeated Barret. The two share an embrace. As the respect is obvious, but Cressant is the new champion.
What a championship this has been, and what a great way to end the season.
And so until next year, I bid you a fond au revoir.
Hello. This is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners, with a reminder about the tradition of making a New Year's resolution. Remember to always think carefully about each resolution. For example, saving money for a rainy day is always a good idea. It means planning for financial success. This, however, does not mean that you should shop online when it is raining. For your health, one should quit lingering in bars and start putting in time at the nearest workout facility. However, it is a faux pas to drink alcohol in the gym. Resolutions to venture out and have a new dining experience and enjoy the newest cuisine are always good. Yet this does not mean that you should Google donut shops near me. It is a wonderful resolution to make oneself more informed about current events. However, opening another Twitter profile does not count. If your New Year's resolution is to keep kicking ass and taking names, that is proper, because detailed record keeping is important. Not a good year's resolution. To become as fat as I was the very first time I thought I was fat. To not use LOL in everything I say. LOL. Ha 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 ha. Finally, one of the most positive resolutions one should try to achieve in the new year is to laugh at least once a day. However, it would always be in poor taste to chuckle when your partner is undressing. Until next time, this is Emily Post, reminding you there is always time for etiquette and manners.
Listen here.
Now with information, it's time for Listen Here News. I'm Ozark Longmire. In Manchester, Iowa, a judge has ordered that the owners of a closed-down roadside zoo explain what happened to some of the animals that were supposed to be removed. In a related story, hamburger is on sale in Manchester, Iowa. Now in Maryland, Carroll County commissioners are looking to repeal a 2013 ordinance that English is the official language. Locals had this to say: LMAO, SMH, OMG, and LOL. Eli Manning has announced his retirement from the New York Giants. Manning took the team to two Super Bowls. The MVP says he looks forward to being just a regular guy and a mediocre father. Manning's immediate plans are to pay the gardeners and housekeeping staff in person, play a little golf on the weekend in places like Pebble Beach and St. Andrews, and pick up his kids late from school in his $500,000 Bentley. A hotel casino on the Strip in Las Vegas is claiming that the casino employees did not defame O.J. Simpson when they barred him from entering the casino. The employees had reported that Simpson was drunk and unruly, and that is why he was denied entry. One employee stated, "Oh yeah, and that other thing too." Now to New York. The 190-year-old Near's Tavern is set to close. It was the bar where many scenes from the movie Goodfellas was filmed. The tavern will stay open after a deal between the owner and the landlord was reached. The owner said that when money is on the line, it's funny how things work out. Funny how? Like I'm a clown? I'm here to amuse you? In Tulsa, Oklahoma, the mayor claims that he sees benefits in having A&E's live PD filmed in the city, mostly economically. In the city, the sales of wife-beater t-shirts and flip-flops has gone up. A former librarian and bookseller in Pittsburgh has pleaded guilty in the theft of rare books from the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Local teenagers asked, "What's a book?" 2020 proves to be another exciting year at the movie theaters. Set to be released this year, Birds of Prey and Black Widow, the unrated Morbius, and the sequels and next story editions in the series of Die Hard, Postmortem, Fastest and Furiouser, and Jumanji, Lost in Cleveland. And in music news in 2020, Taylor Swift releases her 75th album. In St. George, Utah, plans are underway to build a tortoise habitat near the Mojave Desert. Construction is thought to be going very slowly. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency will coordinate testing for potential harmful chemicals in the drinking water. And oddly, the governor has also nominated his mother-in-law as state official taste tester. A man in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was watching people slip and fall on the ice, and then he would play the Benny Hill theme music. This man was arrested after two policemen slipped and fell to the ground. In a related story, Listen Here has job openings on the writing staff if the Sioux Falls man is interested. And in Befalls, Vermont, a community group is attempting to save a former YMCA building that was built in 1835. The building is scheduled to be demolished by a local developer. As of yet, there has been no statement from the village people. That's your information. I'm Ozark Longmire. Listen Here News.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe this. A notice for having a trash bag over 40 pounds? Is that even a thing? How can I have more than 40 pounds of trash? I live alone. My beer cans go in the recycling bin. I eat Chinese takeout twice a week. Seriously, how can my trash be over 40 pounds? Well, they say you can't fight City Hall. Watch me. Google search trash service problems. Customer service 311.
Hello, you have reached City Services. If this call is about a pothole, press 1. If this call is about downed power lines, press 2. If this call is about recycling, press 3.
Come on.
If this call is about a school bus pickup, press 4. If this call is about a street light problem, press 5. If this call is about something else, well then you're screwed then, aren't you?
What the hell did I hear?
Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line.
Oh.
Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line.
Come on.
Your wait time will be approximately 3 minutes. You are third in line. Please do not hang up and call again. That will only delay our opportunity to help you. Please stay on the line.
How can this take so long?
Please stay on the line. You are fifth in line.
How the hell did I drop two spots? I must have heard it wrong. It's fine.
Your wait time will be approximately 7 minutes. You are 10th in line. Please do not hang
up
and call again. That will only delay our opportunity to help you. Please stay on the line.
How can I be getting passed over? I was third. I know I was. Now I'm 10th? It's a phone line. How can I be losing spots? This isn't even fair.
City Service 311, how can I help you?
Yes, I received a notice on my trash bag that it was over 40 pounds. First of all, I didn't even know that it was a thing, and...
Hold, please.
No. Don't you put me on hold. I've already been on hold, and I'm losing my place in line for no reason.
Your wait time will be approximately 15
Not
minutes.
Not again.
You are 19th in line. Please stay on the line.
This is just ridiculous.
City Service 311, how can I help
please,
you?
Please, 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 please do not put me on hold. I'm losing my mind. I'm telling you, I've spent so much time with the girl from Ipanema. She needs to be deported.
Yes, sir, of course. I will be happy to transfer you to the Immigration and the ICE TIPS hotline.
No!
As Speaker of the House, I have taken an oath. I take this oath seriously. The oath is to protect the Constitution and the citizens of the United States of America. With that in mind, I would like to propose a piece of legislation that will make the citizens of the United States much safer and happier. Since the summer of 2019 and into the current year, there's been a threat to the citizens of this country. There have been some actions taken, but not enough. This piece of legislation that I am proposing is receiving support from both sides of the aisle, and I truly believe that this bill is bipartisan. So with that being said, I will propose a bill that would make it illegal for any of the Kardashian women to get within 200 yards of Patrick Mahomes. Their reputation precedes itself. Kim's first husband was an NBA player whose play improved after the divorce. Kourtney put Lamar in a crack house, and we all remember what their mother did to Bruce Jenner.
Charles Darwin. I am known for my theory of evolution and process of natural selection. A 19-year-old and his soon-to-be ex were walking along the beautiful Havel River in Germany. The couple were in a heated spat. The man was so frustrated he suddenly shoved the woman into the icy river, jumping in to push her under again and again. But she could swim. However, he could not. Natural selection at work. This has been Charles Darwin reminding you that really stupid people never grow old.
Please stay on the line.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes each one, she passes goes.
Your wait time will be approximately 1 minute. You are next in line.
This is it. They thought they could beat me. No chance. My will is too strong. I refuse to let the bastards win. There is nothing that can stop me now.
Hello, you have reached City Services 311. You have reached our offices after hours, and we are closed for the day. Please feel free to call our offices during regular business hours. We will be happy to attend to your needs then. Thank you, and have a good day.
It's Listen Here.
Okay, all gassed up. Let's get back home. Gonna be late.
Wish my classmates were closer to San Antonio.
Your 20-year class reunion is in the books. Did you have fun? Looked like you were having fun.
Oh, yeah. So great to see Kate and Jenny.
Don't forget your high school sweetheart, Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. He's a great guy.
Obviously, you enjoyed seeing him again.
Are you jealous? Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus, Kim. You're all giggling at everything he said. You couldn't stop putting your hands on his arm? God!
We were just catching up. Stop it. Here's your coffee. I made it just the way you like it. I hope you like it for gas station coffee.
Thanks. I'm just... Bubba, just it upsets me.
Enough, Jeff. Let's just listen to the radio.
Welcome to another Longings and Love Songs with Lisa. Taking your dedications and request via text, email, and the good old-fashioned
This show.
Telephone. I like this show.
Let's start with a text that just came in. Dear Lisa, please lend me some advice. I just returned from my high school reunion.
This is weird.
I saw my high school flame and all these feelings came flooding
Let's,
back.
Let's change the station.
I don't think so.
She continues, the thing is, I'm married now. What should I do, Lisa? I wish my husband would just disappear and I could rekindle my relationship from all those years ago. Signed, San Antonio.
Jeff, I'm changing the station.
No, let's hear what she has to say.
Now hold on a minute, San Antonio. Wishing your husband would disappear is a big statement.
This coffee you made me tastes funny.
My advice is don't do anything drastic.
Jeff, put the coffee down.
Is this poison?
Try and stick it out, San Antonio.
I hate this show!
Oh, Bubba! I mean Jeff.
Listen Here's Hollywood correspondent Andre Kelly with the top 10 real reasons R. Kelly's girlfriends were fighting each other. Number 10, the crust was left on their sandwiches. Number 9, they were wrestling over Future's phone number. Number 8, both accused the other of having cooties. Number 7, one of them ate all of the good now and laters. Number 6, cheating during a game of chutes and ladders. Number 5, infuriated that their fish sticks were domestic. Number 4, while playing Monopoly, both insisted upon being the shoe. Number 3, contentious book of the month choice, The Princess and the Pea. Number 2, when TMZ asked their age, one kept saying, this many. And the number 1 real reason R. Kelly's girlfriends were fighting each other, apparently somebody wet the bed. Back to you, boys.
Now, live from Carmine Street, in front of his mother's house, your life coach, Vincent Capicola.
Hey, it's your life coach, Vinny Capicola, and I got a life lessons for you. And it's got to do with New Year's. Now, lots of you guys asked me what I did on New Year's. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I didn't do nothing. Hang on. I'm talking about going out. Ain't no way in hell I'm going out on New Year's Eve. I mean, you couldn't blow me and Teresa Angelina out of the house with dynamite. It's amateur night. You know who goes out on New Year's? That same local jamoke that went out last year and didn't know how to act then. And 365 days later, ba-boom, he still don't know how to act. They're the peoples who go out and get crazy ignorant and they throw up on your shoes. You know what I'm talking about? Now, the best thing you could do for yourself on New Year's is go to a house party. Me and Tree, we had the troops come over to our house. The guys, we played poker all night, and the girls was in the other room watching TV, watching a big-ass ball drop, and they was drinking them fancy drinks. You know, the one that they used to drink on that one show that was on HBO. You know what I'm talking about? That one little gal, she was hung out with the crew. I don't remember the name of it. And she was running around New York trying to get laid. Well, you know who I'm talking about? That girl who married Ferris Bueller. Right. What's her name? Come on. Yeah. Sarah Joseph Parker. That's it. Anyway, whatever. It's a good time, and everybody spends the night, so nobody does something stupid like drink and drive. Well, speaking of the stupids, how about those jackasses down at Times Square? I wouldn't fight that crowd for world peace. All of them people using Johnny on the spots? Oh, Mingya! They're animals! Forget about it! Anyway, that's how you handle it. It's done. It's down the street. Don't worry about it. We're done. But now here's the important thing about New Year's. I'm talking about New Year's resolutions. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you come to your old life coach, Vinny, because you want to know. I got this email from Kirk in Independence. It says, "Hey, Vinny." You believe this? This peckerhead misspelled Vinny. I mean, come on, man. It's my name. Get it right. You know what? I ain't going to let it bother me. I'm serious. I'm not going to let it bother me. "Dear Vinny." You know, it still burns my ass a little bit, you know? Hey, I'm all right. Okay, I'm going to keep going. "Dear Vinny, if I'm going to declutter my life, what should I do?" You know what? That's a stupid question. You want to declutter your life? It's simple. Get rid of clutter. You got something in your house that's clutter? Get rid of it. People, don't waste my time. Email number 2 is from John in Las Vegas. "Hey, Vinny." "Hey, John from Las Vegas. You know, you spell my name right. Not like Kirk from Independent, Missouri." "Hey, Vinny. How can I remind myself to not put in my contact lenses after I stuck my fingers in a jalapeno jar?" Are you shitting me right now? John in Las Vegas. "I'm going to tell you, I thought Kirk's question was stupid till I heard yours. You're a moron. If you can't remember how bad your eyes burns after getting jalapeno juice in your eye bone, what the hell could I do that's going to make an indentation on your brain? Those are two stupid questions. If you got a good question, send it to Vinny at listenhere2019@gmail.com. Yeah, no kidding. I know we're in 2020. We got the email last year. You got a problem with that? Anyway, that's your life lesson for the day. So remember, life is hard enough. Don't be stupid. This is your old life coach, Vinny Gabagol. And I'm going to catch you next time with some 411. I'm gone.
Listen here.
Is life overwhelming you? Are you tired of all the political rhetoric? Do the monthly bills seem to get bigger every month? Is the pressure getting to you? Then try our newest product, Chill Pill. Chill Pill is just what you need to get through the day. Take one pill and you'll have 8 hours of blissful harmony in your life. Will you still have the same problems? Of course you will, but you just won't care.
Dad, I wrecked the car today. I was texting while driving and I put it into a ditch.
Chill Pill. Guaranteed to make you throw your hands in the air and act like you just don't care.
Mom, the cat peed on the carpet again.
Yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Chill Pill. It's even more relaxing than a bottle of wine. And besides, there's no hangover.
Look at this credit card bill. It looks like a zip code. You bought a fur coat? Oh, God, we can't afford that.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Chill Pill. Just one pill and you don't care. Enjoy 8 hours of nirvana while your life goes to pieces. And don't forget to enjoy Chill Pill while listening to classic rock.
I am the Eggman. I am the walrus. Goo goo a Jew. It makes so much sense now.
Chill Pill. The perfect answer to a shitty day.
Forget Jason. Don't worry about Freddy. Chucky is just a doll. For true horror, watch out for the mean moms. The only thing more terrifying than their minivans are their inner thoughts.
The best part about hitting the gym early, nobody's going to talk to me to get these positive vibes out of my head.
I
sweetie. Happy New Year to you and yours.
And there goes the good thoughts. Bitch.
The same to you and your family. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Thunder Thighs. Oh my God, look at her. She is sweating like a politician testifying under oath. Nothing like a workout to get those toxins out of your system.
Look at her. She comes to the gym and she's in full hair and makeup and that sweatsuit. Ugh, it has so many rhinestones she had to buy it at the Elton John's garage sale, I'm sure.
That outfit is adorable. Is that new?
That's right. I look amazing in the designer outfit. You look like a hobo. Nothing matches. Eat your heart out.
Don't you just love the new year?
Of course you love this new year. It's named after your favorite wine, Mad Dog 2020.
You know me. I wouldn't miss a chance to be festive.
Festive? That's what you call it when you eat Cool Whip out of a can. I was shocked that I didn't see you at the country club New Year's Eve.
I'm shocked that you are even talking about the country club. Charity Johnson told me that you were so drunk that when you were on the dance floor, you looked like a giraffe on roller skates.
We just wanted to spend some quality time with the kids. It was so nice to have the whole family together.
You remember family, don't you? Those two young people who live with you, but do not look anything like each other or their father.
Well, that's nice. I always say there is no better time than spending it with your children because they will be leaving the nest soon.
I know that your son will not be leaving the nest anytime soon because that would involve a shower. And why would he start now? He smells like a pigsty in the middle of summer.
I wonder how many pairs of Spanx she's wearing right now. Never mind. It's time to stir up some shit.
I saw that you weren't running for the PTA president this year.
Quick, put on your boots. It's gonna get deep really quickly.
I hope everything is all right.
You evil pond scum slime! How can you have the nerve to even mention that?
Well, I was going to run again, but I thought the board needed some new ideas, so I decided not to put my name in the hat.
That's not what I heard.
Did they ever get that accounting situation figured out?
Bitch!
Oh, I have no idea what you mean.
You fell right into my trap.
Well, Charity Johnson told me that the numbers were not matching the receipts.
Damn that Charity Johnson. She talks so much that if you tied her tongue to her shoes, she would walk herself to death.
Don't be silly. The debts and the credits all worked out.
Ha! Sure they did. Right after you wrote that check.
I am so glad to hear that because, you know, some people talk.
Nobody talks more than you. You get out a story quicker than TMZ.
Well, I'm gonna let you get back to your workout.
God knows you need it.
I just hope that the new year brings you everything you deserve.
Like gonorrhea.
I'm going to get going to the water aerobics class.
God knows you need that. I hope that no one sticks you with a harpoon.
Well, enjoy your class. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Ta-ta.
Sayonara.
Arrivederci.
Adios.
Adios.
See ya. All right, I see you. Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later.
Catch you later.
I'll see you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Thanks for listening here. This concludes our podcast day.